G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Line season 2017. Only a couple of weeks to go of the regular season and it is hotting up.
It is.
Battles Royale galore. And
at least one of those words was redundant, but yep, big race for the eight, big race for the four. Everyone bar Adelaide, I think, jockeying for position. And a couple of cracker games this week.
Absolutely.
We kick things off on Friday night with one of those cracker games at the Adelaide Oval. It is the Crows and the Swans. The Crows laying a little over a goal. Total points line, I think with a bit of forecast rain around about the 170 mark.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting game, this one. Sydney obviously did the job for you last week, mate. We're getting on the big bopper there. Should have been doing it forever. But anyway, not to worry. The Swans have had the best of it in recent times. I think they've won five of the last six and all by big margins as well. But
the one exception was at the Adelaide Oval last year. And that the Crows got them.
It was by less than a kick. Different Crows unit, I think. I think they're playing with a different resolve this year. So certainly don't expect it to be a blowout either way. But I think, yeah, anything can happen in this one. Either side could comfortably win by a couple of goals. And certainly, as you say, with a bit of rain forecast, the line doesn't really doesn't interest me too much. So I'm happy to walk away from this one, but it'll be a ripping game to watch.
Yeah, I was the same. I think if the line had been less than a goal, and I think there was a bit of 5.5 getting around early in the week on a dry deck, I'd have had the Crows.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But the Swans play that inside contested wet weather footy better than anyone, and I think there's enough there that, you know, all four options for both lines and totals are in play, and I think this one's a pretty easy walk away.
Yeah, they just seem to structure up well against them. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting game to watch. And, I mean, regardless of the result, the style of football and the way the game is played will probably have a big impact flowing into September. So certainly watch with keen interest.
Yep. Saturday afternoon, we're down at Ballarat for the Western Bulldogs hosting Port Adelaide. Near enough a pick'em, dogs laying 1.5 at some venues and total points line high 160s.
Probably should be a pick'em, to be honest. I mean, the dogs obviously have to win to play finals. Port have to win to be any chance of being top four. So a lot on the line for both sides. Venue we don't know a great deal about, so probably, again, not something to get too enthusiastic on the line. Because you just never know what sort of, you know, if it's a half windy day at those suburban style grounds, it can become a bit of a nightmare because there's no shelter. So
absolutely.
I'm going to be a great game to watch, but just probably too tight all round for a bet in this one, I think, unfortunately.
Yep, agree on all levels. Last three head-to-head, 2-1 to the Dogs. Including a win at the Adelaide Oval, but Port probably going the better of the two at this stage. This is another easy walk away.
Yep.
Second of the Saturday afternoon games, we're at the MCG for Collingwood and Geelong. Pies getting a little over two goals, total points line around the 170 mark.
For me, this game all boils down to how Geelong come back after last week. Obviously, they had a great win, a lot of emotion driven in that. They were written off in all corners, no one expected them to get the job done.
I took the plus.
You did take the plus, but you didn't expect them to win. We can rewind.
I tipped that.
Bullshit artist. We hear some rubbish on this podcast. Listener. Sorry, my apologies again. I've been crook. I'm full of Sudafed and stuff, so you'll have to forgive me. The only play for me is the under. Is the minus. Geelong should win and win comfortably. MCG, for me, there's still a little bit of doubt about their capacity to play that ground well.
Pies have won three of the last four head-to-head there.
There you go. So that probably speaks to why the line is where it is. Collingwood have just been that sort of enigmatic team this year. They lose games that you think, how can you possibly lose that? And then they bob up and win games you give them no chance to.
Yep.
Nothing I've seen leads me to believe they're going to be any less enigmatic. And It's that sort of mentality that teams have in the last couple of weeks of a season when they know they can't impact, well, they can't play finals, but they still want to impact finals by snatching an upset here and there. And I expect them to come out all guns blazing. Again, I think it's going to be a good game to watch, but no bet for mine.
Yeah, no bet here for me either. I did have a look when this line certainly the total first went up and thought, gee, there's a bit of space here in a day game to take the over. And the head-to-head history would suggest a lean to the over, but both sides do trend pretty heavy to the under in the MCG in the last season or two, and that's just enough for me to walk away here.
Perth.
Saturday twilight, we're up at Spotless Stadium in Sydney for the Giants and the Eagles. Giants laying about 4.5 goals, total points line, low 180s.
Yeah, I tried to get enthusiastic about the line, about laying the points in this game, because I think GWS are a class above West Coast, and exposed form will certainly agree to that. West Coast have just got too much on the line to not show up for this game.
Yep.
So I expect them, I don't expect them to win, but I expect them to be in the game. I'm not going to take the plus. What I am going to do is I'm going to back GWS 1-39 at $2.25 with William Hill. Not a bet type that we've really done this year, but I thought that was tremendous value for a game where I expect GW to win, but it to be there or thereabouts.
Yep. I'm happy to take the points here. West Coast rarely jump as underdogs of this size. In the last couple of seasons, they've only jumped as underdogs more than 3 goals 4 times. They've covered all of them. Since 2015, they've been a road dog of 3 goals or more, coming off a win 4 times. Not only have they covered all four, they've won all four straight out. They won at Spotless last year, albeit that was with Nick Natty jagging one very late in the piece. And since GW have become a good side, these two have traditionally played pretty close games.
Yep.
I think 4.5 goals is too many. I thought this line would be closer to 3 goals, and I think there's enough space here to be grabbing the points.
Perth.
Saturday night, we're up at the Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium for the Suns and the Bombers. Suns getting a little over 3 goals, total points line low 190s.
Yeah, not enough points for mine. Again, the Bombers just with too much to play for. They can, with a relatively easy run home and a couple of solid wins, they can lock themselves a top eight spot with a good percentage.
Yeah.
So they'll go all guns blazing to put Gold Coast away, and they've got the cattle to do it. Proven that they have the cattle to do it, regardless of the venue. I know they did lose to Brisbane up there, but that for me was a bit of a...
I lost to Brisbane at the Docklands.
Oh, was at the Docklands? Was it? Well, there you go. So,
that was horrible.
Well, anyway, that just shit cans my point anyway, but that was a brain fart. They're going to smash them. Essendon at the minus.
My one worry with taking the Bombers here, this is a no-bet game for me. Bombers as favourites of 3 goals and more, 0-4 this season, which is pretty worrisome. They're not the greatest at dealing with expectation.
Time for an outlier.
I would have thought low 190s. Normally that'd be enough to steer me into the under for a night game. But both Gold Coast and Essendon, Gold Coast really strong overtrend at home, Essendon really strong overtrend on the road, and indeed just away from the Docklands. And that's enough to tip me out here. I do lean under, but not enough to have a play. Second of the Saturday night games were at the Docklands for Carlton and Hawthorn. Blues getting nearly 4 goals, total points line around the 180 mark.
Yeah, again, this is similar to the GWS game for mine. I think Hawthorn are probably travelling just a bit too well for Carlton to beat them. But as Carlton showed last week and have shown all year, they're in for the fight. They're really embarrassed. So I think Hawthorn to win, but not a big margin. Hawthorn haven't really put anyone to the sword.
You're going to play the 1-39 again?
I'm going the 1-39 again. You can get $2.15 with William Hill as of today. So... I got on that one, and I think that's a no-brainer.
Well, again, you've taken the 1-39. I'm going to take the points. Hawthorn won the last three head-to-head, but they do have a poor record as favourites of more than 3 goals, covering only 4 of their last 17. Carlton, as home state underdogs, between 2 and 5 goals, coming off a loss, 16-3 since the start of 2015.
There you go.
They play good, honest footy at home. And I think 4 goals against another side that ain't going to play finals is probably a goal and a half to 2 goals too many.
Yep, good work.
Sunday afternoon, we're at the MCG for Melbourne and Brisbane. D's laying a bit over 6 goals, total points line, mid-190s.
Big line. It's a big line for a team like Brisbane that have shown to be able to run competitively. Their prime movers are in great form in Beams and Rockliffe and Zorko and these sorts of guys, so... I think they'll give Melbourne a bit of curry in and around the contest. Melbourne should win and should win comfortably. Again, they need to win and they need to bolster percentage as all of those teams in that fight for 7th and 8th do. But Yeah, 38 to 40 points is a lot. So I'm just a little bit standoffish and I'm not going to play this one.
Yeah, it's a no-play game for me as well. Brisbane have their battles on the road, and we've discussed many times they're about a five-goal better side at home. Melbourne have got a horrible record as favourites of any great size, covering two of their last nine when favoured by not 3 goals or more. There's nothing terribly exciting here for me. Melbourne get the points every chance they do it in a not particularly flattering or exciting way, and we move on.
Exactly.
Second of the Sunday afternoon games are at the Docklands for St Kilda and North Melbourne. Saints laying about 3 goals, total points line mid-180s.
Steaming into the minus in this game. Again, it's one of those must-win games. We'll shape the eight. Can't say definitively what St Kilda's track record's like in season-defining games, but I think they've just got enough zip and enough. Class isn't the right word, but they've certainly got, they'll out-enthuse North Melbourne, and I think that's going to be enough for them to win comfortably. And North Melbourne with nothing to play for, so they could potentially come out and, and give a good account of themselves, but at that stage of the year, I wouldn't be surprised if, I mean, some of their key players didn't even play last week, so I wouldn't be surprised if a few of them have been wrapped up and if not even off for surgery already to get an early start in the pre-season. So St Kilda to win very comfortably for mine, and three goals is nowhere near enough.
I'm not going to play the line here, but I am pretty keen to play the under, primarily on the back of last three head-to-head at the Docklands, all below 165, and that's, basically the last 2 seasons. So it is the sides of this ilk, the Alan Richardson and Brad Scott era.
Did you look at scoring shots in those matches? Because I wouldn't be surprised if there's 60 scoring
Yeah,
shots
St Kilda.
combined for under 165.
Everyone not named Ben Brown can't really kick straight.
That's right.
And I think on that, mid-180s is a spoil. There's a lot of space there, and as you said, a North Melbourne side that's not quite going. St Kilda will have to be intense. I think they'll clamp North, as they've done in the recent history of these games, and I'm pretty happy to take the under.
Bang.
Final game of the round. So it's Sunday twilight on the Eastern Seaboard, but a 2:40 start in the West. We're at Subiaco for Fremantle and Richmond. Dockers getting a little over 3 goals. Total points line, mid-160s.
Yeah, nowhere near enough points. Dockers were diabolical last week. I don't see any reason why they'd be any better this week. Potentially they may come out with a little bit of vigour to try and show their fans something, but against a genuine premiership contender, believe it, well, if you want to believe that, but certainly a genuine top four team that have shown their capacity to score throughout the year and also to stop scoring. Richmond's, and that's the key for me, Richmond's the best defence in the competition. Fremantle is the worst attack in the competition. Where are they going to kick? Where are they going to score? If Richmond kick 10 goals for the game, they'll cover. That's a no-brainer.
For all those reasons, I haven't bet the line, but I'm steaming into the under. 165 doesn't sound many until you say 10 goals probably wins this by 4 goals. And you go, hang on a sec, that's a total that's like 100, not 160. Last two head-to-head have been 142 and 128. Eight of the last nine head-to-head have gone below 168. That's about the price we're dealing in here. Four of the last nine sub-150. Richmond huge to the under on the road. Frio just huge to the under because they just can't score. I think Richmond suffocate this game. I'd be very surprised if Frio got past eight or nine goals.
Does Ross Lyon have it in him to just have a once off, one week a season, just tell the boys, you know what, forget everything I've taught you and everything we've worked towards this year, just go out there and have fun and try and kick as many goals as you can.
Possibly, but I don't think it's this week. Who have they got next week?
No,
The best side, the best defence in the competition is not the time you do that. Alex Rance with 57 intercept marks.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty happy to be with you under there for many of the reasons you outlined for Richmond at the minus.
Good call.
So I've ended up with a total of four. I've got West Coast at the plus, Carlton at the plus, and the under in the last two games, St Kilda, North Melbourne, and Fremantle, Richmond.
Well, I've got five all favourites with a little bit of a twist. GWS 1 to 39, Hawks 1 to 39, Bombers at the minus, St Kilda at the minus, and Richmond at the minus.
There we go. Good luck and good punning, folks.